Man wills himself to perfection. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Tampa, California, with a thought for today. Man wills himself to perfection. Ah, yes, we have the ability to do that. We not only have the ability to do that, we have the interest in doing that. We want to will ourselves to perfection. We would like to live our lives so beautifully, so wonderfully, so positively, so fantastically, that everything we do is a glorious experience. Everything we do is perfection. I've been reading emails from a friend, from family, that have moved to Belize, and they lived in Farmington, New Mexico before, and they were doing a wonderful work there, a wonderful training program, and now they've moved to Belize. They moved down to Central America, and in this wonderful community they have moved into, they have brought their daughter along so she can go to school, and they're opening up a healing organization down there. Now, Susan, who writes so beautifully and so wonderfully, she is willing herself to perfection. She is choosing to live this experience down there so fantastically and so joyously. She is finding all the good in it that there possibly can be. Wherever she goes, she finds beautiful people. Wherever she goes, she finds beautiful circumstances. Wherever she goes, she finds the finest school for her children, for her daughter. Wherever she goes, she finds the finest people to be with and to meet with. Everybody she meets are absolutely fantastic. And she writes a beautiful 4 or 5 page letter every other day or every couple of days. And in them, she just tells about all the magic that's going on in her life. Now, what do you think this woman is doing? Is this woman telling a lie? Is she really enjoying it as much as she says she is? Or is she creating it into the beautiful mosaic of magnificent living that she is so able to do? She and her husband Randy have been friends for a long, long time, and I spoke in their church many times in Farmington and met with their people and just been very close, very wonderful friends of theirs over the years. And wherever they go, the people that they meet this are illumined by their presence because they are living that perfection. They are willing that perfection. They are choosing that perfection. And now, the word will sometimes sounds just a little heavy, but the word choose is more acceptable. And in truth, that's what they're doing. They're choosing a life of perfection, and they're finding it. As I read her epistle, as I read the letters that she writes every few days, I think to myself, what a marvelous writing style this woman has. What a wonderful consciousness this woman has. What a beautiful attitude toward life this woman has. She is looking at everything in perfection, and she is finding it in perfection. She is looking at all of the things in happiness, and she is finding them in happiness. And she and her husband and daughter are making new friends as quickly as anyone could ever do it. They're very gregarious people and very fantastic people. Now, can each of us be that way? Can each of us be gregarious and fantastic? Can each of us choose perfection or will ourselves to perfection? We certainly can. What is it that Susan and Randy and Elora are doing? They're looking at their life and calling it good. They're looking at their experiences and calling them good. They're looking at everything that goes on in their life, and they're calling it good. They're choosing to see it good. They're willing it to be good. Now, to will oftentimes means a manipulation or control or something that's very heavy duty, but it's really a very powerful word. I will this to be done. So many people who have illnesses have something happen in their life. They have a need not to be ill. And so they will themselves not to be ill. Like the story I often tell about the mother who had 5 children, and they were all in the flu and all in colds and all in illnesses, and the mother was taking care of all of them, and she was just harried as could be with all the responsibility. But she did a good job. And then one of her neighbors said to her, "How can it be, Ella, that you are taking care of your children and you are working night and day and you're doing all these things and you're not getting ill yourself? How come?" And the woman answered with an answer that we all should remember forever and ever and ever in our life. She said, "I haven't time to be ill. I haven't time to be. I have to take care of my family. I have to take care of my life. I haven't time to be ill." You see, to be ill is something that we will to happen to us or that we will not to happen to us. We choose it. We choose it by our association with it, by our acceptance of it, by our belief in it. And as we choose it in that manner, we make it happen in our life. Now, do you want happiness in your life like Susan and Randy and Laura having down in Belize? The temperature there is in the upper 70s all the time. Very moist, but very lovely. It's in the jungle, and they love it. They have moved down there from the dryness of the Arizona desert, so to speak, of the New Mexico deserts, and yet they love it. They love it because they love wherever they go, whatever they do, they love it because they know when they choose to love anything, it is going to be lovable. When they choose to love anything in their life, it is truly going to be lovable. Now, can you call everything in your life lovable? Can you call everything in your life good and lovable and beautiful and fantastic? Well, you can, but do you? Do you call everything in your world lovable? Do you call everything in your life lovable? Do you call everything that happens in your experience lovable? You can. Why don't we do that? Why don't we call everything in our life lovable? Why don't we call everything in our world beautiful and good? Why don't we do that? Well, we don't do that because we look at appearances and we say the appearances are the reality. Well, now, that's far from the truth. The appearances are not the reality. The reality is what's going on in our mind. The reality is what's going on in our thought system. What's going on in our world? What's going on to us from our point of view? And really, that's the only point of view there is, our point of view. We all heard the story of the blind man who was introduced to an elephant. And he put his hands on the elephant, and he thought these are all very fantastic things. Big, wide, a massive organism that the elephant is. And as he put his hands over the elephant, he described it in his own terminology. He said, "My, this is a tall tree. My, this is a very big object." And he went through all sorts of gyrations in trying to explain it, but it was his interpretation. Now, you, with your sighted eyes, looking at the elephant, think of it as a large, large animal. And you think of it with its very prehensile trunk, that it can do so many things with it, and you look at it from a totally different viewpoint from a blind man. Now, if you were working in the zoo, and you were taking care of the elephants, and you had to clean up their droppings, and you would take another point of view, you would not be disturbed by the odor, you would become quite accustomed to it, and it would no longer disturb you. Whereas if you were new to that experience, you would be very confronted by it, and you'd say, wow, what a big mess, what a smelly mess. And it all depends on what we will ourselves to experience, what we will ourselves to know. And if we will ourselves to know perfection, then that is exactly what we know. If we choose to live our life in perfection, then that is exactly what we will know. Susan and Randy and Laura are having a fantastic time. They're enjoying their life so completely, so fully. They're having clothes made. They can't buy them. They have to have them made for their daughter to go to school to have certain clothing. And then they moved her from one school to another, and they had to have a new costume for the new school. And wherever they went, they had to have these things taken care of. And Laura is such a charming girl that the other children in school look at her and they say, wow, what a glorious girl, what a wonderful girl. And they have a deep inner respect for her. And that inner respect is one that says, wow, what a magnificent person is joining our school. Now, they're willing themselves, they're choosing themselves perfection. They look at Laura and they say, she is so advanced. She is, her training, her schooling is quite different from up in America and up in New Mexico to down here in Belize. And they're just willing themselves into new experiences. But they see in Elora that things can be done, because here she is in their third grade, and it's her fifth grade where she is at home, and in New Mexico, that was. And they look at it differently. They see a new viewpoint. They see a new attitude. They see a new world. And Elora just flows with the program. She's not saying, I'm better or worse, or I don't deserve this, or I do deserve that. She just flows with the program, and the program is entirely wonderful for her. She lives in her perfection, and that perfection will be all of her life, you can be sure. You can be very sure. She has created herself coming over from the Philippines to America to be adopted. And she has created herself to be living in the New Mexico desert of Farmington, New Mexico, where she lived so beautifully for a number of years. And then all of a sudden, zoop, up she goes again down to Belize in Central America to live a new life. All of them perfect, all of them ideal, all of them wonderful. She is not going through terror, trouble, problems. Each time she sees herself enjoying more and more beauty in life. Now, perfection is what we choose to make it. What do you choose to make perfection? Man wills himself to perfection. What perfection are you willing yourself to? Well, I will myself to happiness. And wherever I look, I see happiness. I see happiness where other people sometimes see sadness, but I see happiness, and I say, hey, knock it off. I see just happiness here. What do you see in otherwise, you know? How can you see something that, look what you got. You got all this joy, you got all this goodness, you got all this rightness about your world, and you call that sadness? No way, no way. And you see, as I call them perfection, I'm willing them to be perfect. And as other people are in my world, they say, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And so then they work with me, and they see that perfection too. And they know that perfection, and they love that perfection, and they delight in that perfection. And they say, wow, isn't it wonderful? And truly, it is wonderful. What do you want out of life? Man wills himself to perfection. What do you want out of life? What are you going to will yourself into? Are you going to say you're too busy to be sick? Are you going to say you delight in being wealthy? You delight in being healthy? You delight in being charming? You delight in being surrounded by beautiful people who are filling your life with sunshine and brightness and cheer and happiness? Are these the things that you're saying for yourself? Are these the things that you're desiring for yourself? Are these the things that make up your world? If they make up your world, you can be sure you're living in a pretty spectacular world. Now, do you want that world? Do you want that world of joy and happiness and peace and harmony, of perfection? Do you want that? Well, whoever has perfection, where is perfection? Hey, perfection is step by step. Perfection is smile by smile. Perfection is joy by joy. As I read Susan's letter, I see all of the little perfections that are coming up. She says, we couldn't buy the skirt for our daughter ready-made. We had to find a seamstress and find some material and make the dress ourselves to be her costume to go to school. And they just didn't have them in the stores, her sizes and so forth. And they didn't have the color and they didn't have the things. But that didn't bother her. She says, I do everything perfectly, and so it is. And so she went out and found exactly what she wanted. We all do this. We can call life difficult, and in calling life difficult, have it be difficult. Or we can call it joyous and good and harmonious and fantastic, and call it joyous, good, harmonious, and fantastic. What part of life do you want? What role in life do you want? What experience in life do you want? Do you want in your life the experience that all is beautiful and all is remarkable and all is outstanding? Then call it good. Call it good, and so it is. It is absolutely beautiful because you are the creator of every moment of your life. I am the creator of every moment of my life. And if there are moments in my life where it is good and it is wonderful and it is beautiful, then that is my life. If there are moments in my life that I am taken aback and I say, whoops, 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 then I readjust myself and I say, I haven't time to be sick. I haven't time to experience negative vibrations. I only have time to experience positive vibrations and good vibrations and right action and peace and love. That's all I have time for. That's all that I am. That's who I am. That's where I'm going in my life. That's all that matters to me. I am after perfection in my life. I choose perfection. I will perfection. I am perfection. I delight in perfection. Oh, my interpretation of perfection at this moment may not be as big as it's going to be in a few moments from now. It may not be as big as it's going to ultimately be, but I take each little perfection as I have it. And each little item and each little experience in my life that is perfection is my joy. And I name it perfect and I name it good. And for me, it is perfect and it is good. For you, whatever you name is perfect and good. Is your family having a great experience in life? That's only because you've named it and claimed it. Is your family having outstanding joy of living and new adventures all the time? That's because it's your choice. Now, who would have ever thought that Susan and Randy Barnes would have moved down to Belize? Who would have ever thought that? Well, they heard about it, they checked it out, and they thought, cool, let's do it. And they pulled up all of their roots, all of their ties to the world that they had, and they moved into a new environment. You too do that. You too pull up your ties, your environment. You change. Because what you may have been experiencing was a limitation of any kind or something that was not to your liking. And then you started calling everything good. And lo and behold, the doorways of perfection opened themselves before you, me, the world works that way. Call it good, and it'll be good. Call it good, for it was and is good that we hadn't recognized at the moment. But it's good. And when you do that, then you have it. When people give up, they die. When people give up, they cease to have great joy and happiness in life. But when people give their best to being happy and joyful and wonderful, they give their best to expressing what they feel is perfection at the moment. And it's ever-changing. Perfection is an ever-changing experience. We may call a perfect picture by a little child, and then the child becomes a young person, and they develop a little more skill, and their picture is good, and we call that perfect. And then they are adults, and they're doing their painting as a professional art, and we call that perfection. And they go through different periods of painting, of revealing themselves, of allowing themselves to be out in the open with their magnificence, and we call that perfection. Will perfection in your life, will perfection in your world, see your family perfect, see yourself perfect, see all your dreams right now fulfilled. It's not a matter of tomorrow that they'll be fulfilled, right now. And when you see your dreams fulfilled right now, you will be utterly amazed at the fact that they are indeed fulfilled right now. They are indeed fulfilled right now, and they are indeed wonderful beyond anything we could have ever dreamed possible for ourselves. What will Randy and Sue do down in Belize? What will they do with their daughter down in Belize? What sort of life will they have? Wherever they are, they have a life of perfection, because they have taken three perfect people with them wherever they go. And everyone they meet is a reflection of the perfection that they are within their heart. And when they meet people who are beautiful people, perfect people, wonderful people, wondrous people. And it is great. It is truly great. It is truly magnificent, because this is who they are, perfect people. This is who you are, perfect people. This is who I am, perfect people. And I said to Ingeborg, Ingeborg, you are perfect. And she says, I know I am. And I said, Sylvia, you are perfect. And she says, that's what I am. And I said, Ellen, you are a sparkle of perfection in everything you do. And she says, yes, I know, I love it. And all of their perfection demonstrates itself because they practice it, they will it, they believe it, and they are it. Join me in being perfect, as I say of you. I love you. I love you. Yes, I love you.